All right, what is up, guys? Welcome back to Late Night Shots Podcast, episode 74 today. You know, nothing really much going on in the wrestling scene right now, so we thought we'd bring you guys back some of the OG topics. So I think one that we really should have went over a while back, but we never did, was the best and never won a national title, right? So
yep.
Let's just get right into it. So, David, you can start us off.
I mean, okay. The main two that come to mind are Mike McMullen and Colin Moore.
What's his name?
Tom's I don't know. And Naito never won?
No, Naito won in 2015 over Zeke.
Yeah.
Thomas Gilman never won.
And Gilman
never won.
And one thought that I do have, I feel like if Dayton Fix never if Dayton Fix never wins it.
Yeah, 100%.
But who knows about that, to be honest?
I mean, if he goes on to make, four national finals, and never wins yet, then we got a valid discussion, but.
Yep.
And day, he's been a world team member and never won national title. That's saying something about this, right? So,
yeah.
I think the most obvious one we have to start off with is Thomas Gilman.
Yes.
You know, he lost to Nico Megalus in the national finals, I'm pretty sure it was.
Yep.
Senior year, he lost to Darren Cruz 4-2 in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
The year before that, he got pinned by Zeke Moisey in the quarters, I would say, or round of 16.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate.
Merritt in the quarters, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Somebody in the semis and lost to Naito 4-0 in the finals. I think that might have been one of the craziest runs ever.
Yeah.
Zeke Moisey run?
Easily.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, Lezak made the national final. Ronnie Perry made national final.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, though, like, even if you're looking at it, I think the one thing that's going to hurt Gilman's case is Darian Cruz won that year.
Yeah.
Not Spencer Lee, not Nico Megalutis, not Jesse Delgado, or somebody who's been established at that weight, right? And again, it's always gonna be the factor, right? 125,
yes.
You know, that weight class was pretty damn easy that year. And
yeah,
Gilman was projected number one by pretty much everybody. You know, Lezak did give him a scare, but Lezak has also done that to a lot of people and not pulled through with that. So, you know, even with that being said, it's kind of. The only reason I wouldn't give him is for the sole fact that he threw that match away. It's not like he just got beat by a better opponent, right? So, you know, next
yes.
off, we have Colin Moore. Freshman year.
I think someone on your page said it best. Like, the universe literally just conspired against him.
That's my guy, Jake. I don't know. He's been coming on my podcast. I talk to him all the time. I don't know who he is, but he's like a 40-year-old man. But, you know, I feel bad for him. Senior year got taken away. I think he was the only guy who was a lock. You can't say the same thing about Luke Pletcher because he just wasn't a lock, right? Him and Nick Lee were going back and forth. And what are the
yes.
seniors really lost their title chances then? I don't think anybody. You know, so.
Yeah.
Right, I think. This had to have been Moore's year.
Yeah, easily.
I don't agree. Yeah, look at this. Noah Adams was ranked second behind Colin Moore. Noah Adams didn't all-America this year.
Yeah.
Like, I've been saying he was overrated to begin. I also don't want to come off like an asshole when I say that. Because be like, oh, you're just shitting on me, dude. He was just hyped up beyond what he was good enough to be, you know? So.
Yeah.
We called the shots on Ferrari. That worked out very, very fucking well. So, Colin Moore, freshman year. He wins a Big Ten title, beats Brett Favre. I'm pretty sure this was the year he was not the one seed going to nationals, but he was ranked pretty high. I'm pretty sure this is the year in the 6-4 match with Jaden Cox. Jaden Cox beats Brett Favre in the national finals. I think 3-2 or 5-2 it was. I think this was the end of Jaden Cox's run. It would have had been 2017, 18, 19. Yeah, 2017 happens there, right? And I don't know exactly where Colin Moore finished off, but I'm pretty sure he finished off on the podium, if I'm not mistaken. No, again, sophomore as a freshman, wins a Big Ten title.
Yeah.
Sophomore.
Let me probably, hang on a second. Give me 1 second, sorry.
Sophomore year, you know, again, Colin Moore is right there. You know, this was the year everything was kind of falling into place. This was what was supposed to happen. And he was supposed to win a title this year, right? So,
Yeah.
He wins, he wrestles at Shakir Rashid. Actually, even go before this, right? He's number one in the country. Penn State versus Ohio State, the infamous duel, in my opinion, the greatest of all time.
Right, yeah.
Colin Moore goes out. Anthony Cassar, who's nobody at this point, goes out. Defeats Colin Moore 5-2, unranked backup, essentially backup. Put that in quotes. Defeats Colin Moore, and you know, at this point, Moore, he didn't throw it away. He just got beat, right? And that loss doesn't seem as bad for the sole fact that Anthony Cassar also beat Dale Stevenson the following year. It wins a national title, and he went out on top, you know, maybe not against Don Bradley, but, like, he went on top of the college team, right?
Yeah.
You know, the only loss he had was Derek White, 4-3 at the Southern Scuffle, and he avenged that 10-1 in the national finals. But, again, so you have Moore going there. Big Ten's come around. Shakir Rashid gets starting spot over Anthony Cassar. They end up meeting in the Big Ten finals. Colin Moore at the defeat Shakir Rashid pretty handily, you know, bad, different style matchup, I think.
Yeah.
I will stand on this, though. If Anthony Cassar was put out there at 197 that year, he wins.
I mean, yeah.
I think he beats Maki.
It makes sense.
Or I don't think anybody in that weight class matchup stylistically. I think Shakir Rashid, they were just thinking that he had the better bonus point, and he won the wrestle off of that sole fact that he had that crazy cradle. But, you know, it really is what it is. You know, I think if that happened, Cassar, you know, that maybe would have showed Gable there's more competition. Maybe Gable wouldn't have lost that match. Or maybe Cassar would have handled it. I still don't. That's all speculation at this point, right?
Yep.
Quarterfinals come along. Man from Kent State, Kyle Connell. Probably one of the biggest stunners ever at the national tournament. You know, maybe not because Colin Moore wasn't that established at this point. But, you know, he locks up double overs. Colin Moore doesn't want to be in that. He starts squirming away. Connell steps in front, tosses him, sticks him on his back. It is what it is, right? Connell makes it to the semis, gets pinned by Machiavello. Moore battles through the wrestle backs. They both end up in the third, fourth match. This time, Connell beats him again. Awful points this time. You know, there's two ways to think about this. I think we have to agree that Kyle Connell should not have been seated that low.
No, absolutely not.
He beat him off twice off the points. You know, pinning somebody once is one thing. You know, Eric Schultz in the first round nationals. If they wrestled again 99 out of 100 times, Schultz is winning that match. He got caught in one bad situation once, and that was it for him. Right. This match could go a bunch of different ways every single time. You know, obviously, after injury, Kyle Connell wasn't the same at Penn State. Shakir Rashid, I'm giving the spot. And that's just what it is, he said. So there are many ways you can look at this, you know. But that's that. His junior year, you know, this guy, I think he's kind of decent. His name is Bo Nickel. He may have won a couple titles or something.
Yeah, he's pretty all right.
Yeah, he was all right. So, Penn State versus Ohio State, number one versus number two, Colin Moore versus Bo Nickel, probably the most anticipated match, I'm pretty sure, easily of that duel. You know, some other upsets that happened, Nick Lee beat Joey McKenna, I think that's pretty fucking huge. Roman Young beat Luke Fletcher, which is also pretty fucking huge. But, yeah, those are matchups I think most people would consider toss-ups at the start, except for maybe RBY, just because he was so young and hadn't really proven anything at that point in his career. You know, now you look at it, you know. Fletcher, you could claim that he would have been national champ. But, you know, I'm never going to bet against Penn State in the national finals. That's just not the smart thing to do. No. Now, that being said, right, that's probably the biggest, most anticipated match. Colin Moore comes out with his high firing attacks, right? Bo is not the guy you want to attack senselessly against. I think Moore got a little bit too into the score, you know. Maybe came at him with intention just to do whatever, right? And Bo locked the cradle and pinned him first period, about a minute 45, I think it was. That time made me fucking terribly wrong. But, yeah, I think that's what I remember it being. Nickel catches the cradle, sits there for about a long-ass time on top of him and pins him. You know, that's really it. You know, I don't – you know, obviously we could have pretty much said that it wouldn't happen again, and it didn't, getting pinned. Red Big Ten Finals, I think he majors in 10-2. The national finals to beat in 5-2, really. But you saw the gap starting to close, right? You know, I'll say it right now. I think it's going to be right now, and 92 kilos more wins that match.
At 92, yes.
I believe that. You know, I think I don't know. I don't know Miles. I don't think Miles can beat him. I think Miles could beat him. Just yeah, I think that match is a toss up at this point. We also realized Colin Moore was like an extremely late bloomer. You saw how much improvement he's made just then, right?
Yeah.
He was also undersized 97. Like, he would have been an 84 if Miles Martin wasn't there. You know, I think I can agree with that. Him at 97 kilos is just – if he filled that 97 kilos, he very well could give Snyder a run for his money. Like,
he I think he said himself he's not the full 97.
Yeah, no, I think that's going to be his – I think he needs to build him that by 2024 because 2024 is a good amount of time he can put up that – a good muscle mass for that, and I think he can. I think he has more potential than Jaden Kaiser Kostner. Like, I'll stand on that. You know, obviously, that's
those bold call.
That's not. I don't think that's too bold. They were close matches, except for Snyder bowling him over because he's so much bigger.
It's not like didn't Snyder pack.
Yeah, second match was 5-1. You know. Snyder was just bigger, just taking down off of more shots. That's really all it was. Cox is also not going to wrestle more, a little bit more tactically, which is always going to work in Moore's advantage.
Yeah.
And we saw it the first time they wrestled a 6-4 match. You know, you can say, oh, it's a different Jaden Cox. I know damn well that Colin Moore isn't the same true freshman that stepped out there against a senior, you know?
Yeah.
That's what people don't realize, you know? At the end of the day, people saying, oh, Snyder Cox. They've wrestled so many times out their career. You can say it's a different thing. Cox has been exactly what I expect him to be at 97 kilos.
Yeah,
exactly the same as Snyder, a little bit less because of the cut. That's exactly what it was. You can't go with him dominating at 92 for this. But I'm going off on a rant now. We're supposed to be talking about this, right? Senior year, undefeated. Closest match was Cordell Nerfleet. Cordell Nerfleet was his breakout season right here. Didn't place this year, surprisingly. Yep. But – he only beat Gallimore 9-11 twice. More wins, but Moore beats Eric Schultz in the Big Ten Finals 4-0. Noah Adams would have been the 2 seed. I think he was a 2 seed. I don't see anything that could have happened. You know, obviously I didn't see anything that could have happened his sophomore year, but, actually his sophomore year I did have Machiavello winning the title because Machiavello already beat him.
That's fair.
But, you know, I think Machiavelli, I think, has had his number every single time except for the Olympic trials. We're more technical.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think we see the improvement there. You know, if I think if Moore goes on to make an Olympic team, which I do think he will, whereas in 2024, 2028, I think he will make one by the end of his career. I do think I don't really want to pick who I think. I just think there's a good amount of debates for both, for everybody on here. You know, I think Gilman, like, even as much of a Penn State fan as I want to be, it's hard for me to give him that. But
because it's really an Iowa guy.
Yeah, next on, we can move down to Adam Goon.
Yeah.
Freshman year, didn't go too well. You look what he did his freshman year. I think that was 2014, I think it was.
Let me check.
What do you do? So, what's 2015 his freshman?
2013, 2014 was his freshman year.
Okay, how do you do at Nationals?
Reached the round. Oh, he did an All-American.
Where would he go?
He lost in the round of 12.
To?
This doesn't say.
Do you have a bracket?
No, I just pulled up this 2013.
Look at a bracket. 2014. Yeah, it's a 2014 tournament. I will say, though, who's in the 2014 tournament? Who won that? Nick Gwizdowski. Who plays second? Tony Nelson. Who plays third? Mike McMullen. Who plays fourth?
So
I'm genuinely sure. I think it was it was kind of weird that year.
Bobby Telford.
I think it's been said that Goon wasn't that good his freshman year on the bottom position. Yeah. And that's what lost him a lot of matches. He lost to Mike McMullen just because of the bottom position. That was it.
Yeah.
And his soft. He goes to not All-American. That's whatever, as a freshman. Who else did an All-American as a freshman? He made the national final the next year?
RBY. No, he All-American.
All right, never mind. Mason Paris. But RBY placed eighth behind Lee Zeck.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
What the fuck, dude? We were talking about – he was literally Michigan heavyweights. And this man fucking shits the bed on that question. I guarantee you, as much people are going to get mad at me for cursing during this. But, even with that being said, made a final, right? Against Nick Gwizdowski. Nick Gwizdowski is a top five heavyweight ever in college.
Yeah.
Will I say that? Mm-hmm. You got Bruce Baumgartner, Stephen Neal. Kyle Snyder, Carlton Hasselrig, Nick Gwizdowski, Tony Nelson.
Yeah.
Gable, somewhere near like 15 right now in his career so far. If he doesn't finish his career, I'm not giving it to him. Like genuinely, like I can't. Like, he's only won one title before. Like, who knows if Paris is going to be on his ass in a year. And beat him.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen this trend so many times. We can't just assume he wins two more just because we want to put him in that situation, right? I think everybody thought Gwizdowski was going to win another one. I think everybody thought Tony Nelson was going to win another one. Everybody thought Zach Ray was going to win another one, It happens so many times, like, it's bound to happen again, and you can't just give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But, I think he lost to Gwizdowski 6-7 by a singular point, right?
Yeah.
He's out the next year. No, the next year was the Gwiz versus Snyder super matchup.
So
this one was huge. I'm pretty sure Kuhn plays third this year, right? That's probably the best looking third place finish you could ever get.
Yeah.
I don't think obviously you pull up the 149 bracket from like 2011, from like 2009, I think it was, with Burroughs, Metcalf, JP O'Connor, Josh Torella, Darian Caldwell, Bubba Jenkins. So many other guys, but this was probably one of the best heavyweight brackets ever in terms of accolades so far, obviously go in terms of competition and depth this year may be one of the hardest. And, it's obviously only going to go harder, right? So, Kuhn places third in this bracket. Kyle Snyder and Nick Gwizdowski are there, right? I think the fact that Kyle Snyder established himself as number one helps Kuhn's case even more.
Yep.
Because he took a 1-point loss to Gwizdowski. If Kuhn lost, if Snyder lost to Gwiz, that maybe make it a little worse, right? We come to his next year, he's out, obviously. 2018, Kuhn was on Snyder's ass the entire fucking time. The first time they wrestled in Ann Arbor, Kuhn pulls the biggest upset of the season. Takes him down, the righty high crotch, body lock, in the normal fucking swing around, whatever you want to call it, takes him down off of that. And, you know, that's two right there. So, and Kuhn was getting in on shots. Like, Kuhn looked to dominate this match. It's not like he got one throw and got lucky. He was dominating the hand fight throughout. He was getting the shots. He was shutting down Snyder's shots immediately. And he was, when Snyder did get on deep in his legs, he was using very good defense to hold him off and at least still make positions that he was, that he shouldn't be in for a guy like his size. Right?
Yeah.
And he won that match. You know, we go into Big Ten's. Kuhn's the one seed, Snyder's the two seed. Snyder wins, you know. I want to say, I don't necessarily know about the call. I'll just keep like that, but maybe that was out of bounds or not. But the fourth overtime, Snyder catches low single, scrums about 30 seconds. Kuhn tries to kick out of bounds. Snyder barely took him down, even if he did. No, that's relevant to the case. You know, obviously nationals matter more than Big Ten's, right? Go to nationals, Kuhn's a two seed. Snyder's the one seed. Snyder meets Jacob Casper, beats him 10-5. Kuhn meets Amar Desi. Amar Desi's a guy who's handled Kuhn every time they wrestled in freestyle. You know, I think this match came down to Kuhn took a bad shot, got flattened by Desi, who's going to threaten feet to back a lot of the times from that neutral position.
Yes.
Kuhn took him down, rode him out pretty fucking well, just for the sole fact that Desi can't get out from bottom because he's been training freestyle his entire life, which is, you know, that's not a fault of his. That's just how it is sometimes. You know, he's an Olympian also for Canada.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what that is. You know, they meet in the finals. Nah, I could say Snyder should have gotten a couple more stall calls here and there. But again, that's a boring-ass way to win title, especially a heavyweight. What does it really matter? He's going to be like, oh, it doesn't matter and shit like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, we've been over this criteria. Only is ass when it fits your narrative. Everyone won Snyder. Yeah. That's what it was. You know, I put the bet on Kuhn on that one. I thought you'd pull it out. You know, maybe just finally win one. And, you know, we always see and streaks get snapped at nationals. It came down to Kuhn taking a bad shot with about 30 seconds left. Snyder threw him by. No, nothing crazy about this matchup. The fact that Kuhn was able to keep it close. And you have to realize, Kuhn wasn't even a freestyle guy. Kuhn was a Greco guy.
Yeah.
Like, and he made the national finals. You see the same thing with Colin Schultz now. Like, if Colin Schultz, that 1 year doesn't good, you could see him in the national finals next year.
Like, yes.
I wouldn't doubt it. Now, even that being said, you know, two-time national finalist, round of 12, you know, obviously he's a freshman. You can kind of – it's going to hurt his legacy a little bit, but it's kind of – freshman year is kind of – you can just throw it away. You can just say, oh, he shit the bed. It's whatever. Second place, third place, second place. Right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's essentially it, you know. And now he's an Olympian. He's an Olympic child.
Yeah.
Not an Olympian just yet. He has to qualify the weight in Bulgaria, you know. I think his path is best set out for him compared to Jesse Porter or Jordan Oliver. I think his path is best set out to qualify.
Yes.
I think Jesse Porter's in the hardest Greco, second hardest Greco weight class there is. Yin, I know, I think 130. I doubt Riza, KL, or Mihan Lopez even had a wrestle off for the spot.
Yep.
You know, let's be completely honest right here. But, you know, yeah. Porter wasn't even the projected Olympian until Kamal Bay was.
Yep.
And even with that, Pat Smith was the returning world team member after he beat Kamal Bay. He beat Pat Smith in the semis. You know, he wins in the finals. He's here. He has to go to Bulgaria. Jordan Oliver wasn't the projected Olympian either. You know, that's why I'm going to say this is – it's going to be so fucking hard for him. Yanni is the one guy I was confident in to qualify
the way.
Yeah, I don't think Zane could qualify the way. I think Yanni could qualify the way. I had Zane as my pick for a spot. I always knew McKenna beating him was possible. I always thought McKenna matched up worse. I always thought McKenna would match up better against Yanni than he would against Zane. You know, I was thinking Yanni would come up top half. If McKenna comes out, he just beats Yanni again, which would be a better stop match for him. No, that is what it is, right? But, you know, the last guy I think I really want to talk about right here, are we rocking with Mike McMullen?
I mean, I don't know. You know, it's safe to say you know a lot more about Mike McMullen than I do, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, let's go with Mike McMullen. Never placed lower than third. placed third as a freshman, second as a sophomore, third as a junior, and third as a senior. Or flipping one of those around. Pretty sure 2015 was a senior year. Sure. You can search him up if you want to. Because I remember vaguely two matches, right? Kuhn has beaten Snyder. Does a win over Snyder give him more than a win over Tony Nelson, than McMullen having a win over Tony Nelson and Nick Gwizdowski? That's the question. And you also have McMullen and Kuhn have split matches. Right? McMullen has won a Big Ten title.
Okay, I've been looking at this guy's credentials. This is a conversation over. Mike McMullen is the best person to never win a fucking national title. Jesus Christ.
You've seen a lot.
Yeah. Fuck, dude, really? Never bowl a third all 4 years. And he came in, so number 10 seed, placed fucking third.
What year was that?
2012,
I think, was the year that. Yeah, 2012 was the year that Nelson beat Zach Ray in the finals.
Yeah.
So you have the defending national champ, Tony Nelson, poor Dom. Tony Nelson placed seventh the year before, which is trying to be seen with heavyweight champs. They never really placed that high, except for Gable, you know, placed third in a weak weight class.
Yep.
Wizdowski placed eighth as freshman. Zach Ray placed fourth. Tony Nelson placed seventh. Tony Nelson comes in to win that match. You know, with a scramble, Zach Ray goes for a low single. Tony Nelson, like, goes fucking rubber knee or some shit. I don't even know what the fuck that was called. Probably not a rubber knee, but it was some weird shit. Takes him down the edge of the mat, wins 3-1 because he has probably one of the best ever top red I've seen a heavyweight so far, I can say at least. Right? Yes. McMullen pulls through, takes third, beats Dom Bradley in that match. That's kind of sad, but I'm sorry, Dom, if you're watching this. We will next year, 2013, he makes national finals. And this is the year he was in the Big Ten finals against Tony Nelson, too. He lost 3-1. Again, yeah. That's a good match. I think he loses 5-2 or something in the national finals. No, Nelson got to his legs a lot more than I expected, you know, I'll be honest. And he also beat Tony Nelson, I'm pretty sure, this year or the following year. He beat him 3-1, sudden victory, which I think is the reel I just posted today. If you guys want to go check that out on my Instagram. At Heavyweight Nation, I'm assuming if you're watching this, you're following me there. But no, that being said, right, you have to reward that with something, win over a 2-time national champ. What, you know, also it's off of his offensive takedown.
Yeah.
You know, it was a low single, he backdoored it, and then he scored, you know, 2014. Again, another third place finish. But behind who? Nick Gwizdowski won that weight class, which is also, see, this is what I mean. He lost to Tony Nelson, right? Right. But he was a win over Tony Nelson.
Yeah.
And he has an 8-4 win over Nick Gwizdowski, like a dominating win over Nick Gwizdowski. And Nick Gwizdowski won that year, and Tony Nelson came second. He came behind him before. There. That's always going to boost his case a lot more. Right, this may, like, I've always been high on Adam Kuhn for this one, just because what he's done since then. But can you really use those for the factor if McMullen didn't wrestle past college?
Yeah,
that's always going to come into question, right there. Like, whether it's yes or no, like, that's going to be changed. But what they do in college, like, it's always going to come towards Kuhn and McMullen. It always comes to say that none of these guys ever wrestled the best matches of their lives when it comes to nationals. Any of these guys we're talking about for this, because if they did, they would have won it. You know, was that a winnable match? No. But Nelson and Gwiz were just there on that day, wrestling the best of their lives.
Yes.
Yes, McMullen, you know. Blaze is third in that weight class, right? Is that third place in that weight class better than Kuhn's third place against Gwiz and Snyder? Probably not, for the sole fact that Gwiz beat Nelson. You know, but this is also has to be considered probably just the same because it's two-time national champ defending against a guy who hasn't won before. And that's also a two-time national champ defending against a guy who hasn't won before. The only difference is Gwizdowski only won two and Snyder won three.
Right.
And that's always going to come into a debate. But, you know, you can walk into McMullen senior year. The infamous scramble, overtime scramble against Adam Kuhn, six versus a two seed. Kuhn was a six. Beats three-seeded whoever the fuck. I'm sorry if that's like Jacob Casper or some shit. But, what's his name? Neville's, possibly, or Medbury. Interestingly enough, who knows? You know, you look at that match. It was tied, overtime. That's the greatest heavyweight scramble you will ever see. You don't realize how much power there's behind the scrambles. And, you know, even with that being said, Kuhn came out on top just because he was longer. And it didn't even have to do with weight. He was just able to use his hips better.
Yes.
And just kind of forced McMullen into positions that he – McMullen tends to put himself in positions that he shouldn't be in, but he always comes out on top. Right? And that's really all that is. You know, he plays second behind – plays third behind them, too, and – you know, but even though he has a loss to Kuhn, McMullen also beat Kuhn earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so, you know, as you start to wrap this up, like, you know, who's the valid answer for this? If we're judging by what they did at senior level, so far it's Adam Kuhn or Thomas Gilman. If we're judging by what they could do, Colin Moore definitely comes into question. If we're judging by what they have done in college, it's either
Adam
or Mike McMullen. Colin Moore stole a three-time Big Ten champ.
Yes.
And I think he's a four-time All-American, right? Kuhn's a three-time All-American, two-time national finalist. McMullen's placed third three times in national final once. But, you know, I'll leave this up to you guys. So I don't really want to make a pick. I think my pick would – I can't, like, because it changes so much. But I think it's going to be – probably going to start wrapping it up here, but – comment who you guys have. You know, I respond to all comments. But so thank you guys for listening to Late Night Shot, the podcast. It's been episode 74. We'll see you guys again next time.
All right, peace.